Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the network for social justice, 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. I'm here today with our very special guest, Greg Palast. Greg has been called the most important investigative reporter of our time by the Guardian newspaper. His exposé reports have been featured on the BBC and in The Nation magazine and Rolling Stone. He's received the George Orwell Courage in Journalism Award, and he's been called an American hero by Martin Luther King III, as well as being hailed as the last investigative journalist in America by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's led investigations into multi-billion dollar frauds in the oil, nuclear power, and finance industries, and gained fame for his investigations into voting fraud in U.S. elections. He's published several books and is the producer of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Case of the Stolen Election, a documentary film which asserts that the 2016 election was rigged with help of a program called Crosscheck to purge millions of minority voters off voting rolls in swing states. And now he has a post-election updated version of that documentary film out, and it will be showing right here in San Diego at the Joan Kroc Peace and Justice Institute on the campus of USD, University of San Diego. That's on Tuesday, May 1st at 6 p.m., and it will be a benefit for KNSJ Radio. In addition, Greg is involved in a class action lawsuit along with the ACLU against Kris Kobach, mastermind of that cross-check program and former head of President Donald Trump's Commission on Election Integrity. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here. And by the way, I will be in person for the San Diego premiere of the new edition of my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, The Case of the Stolen Election. Again, that's at the Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice on the campus of the University of San Diego. So I'll see you on Tuesday, May 1, 6 p.m.
That's great. So people can come and hear Greg talk, and he's a fascinating speaker for those of you who haven't yet had the pleasure of meeting Greg and hearing him, and I'm sure he'll be signing copies of his books and having copies of his video available as well.
You got it.
Okay. So, Greg, for listeners that may not have tuned in before, who aren't familiar with your work, can you describe briefly how this whole cross-check scam worked?
Here's the deal. Okay, forget the Russians. This is how Donald Trump stole the election. I don't use that phrase lightly. This began with an investigation for Al Jazeera and Rolling Stone magazine. You had Donald Trump claiming that 3 million people voted twice. And the mainstream media made fun of it, say, ha ha. Well, there's no joke. Yeah. When he says 3 million people voted twice, I'm the only journalist who actually got the list of the people he said voted twice. That wasn't easy. It took months of investigative effort. They actually have a hit list. And here's what's dangerous. It's not 3 million people who voted twice. It's 7.2 million people, what they claim are 3.5 million pairs of double voters. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's a list of common names, names like Jose Garcia.
So minority names.
Yeah, well, imagine what are the most, you know how they determine if someone is a double voter in America?
How?
They say, okay, Jose Garcia voted in Georgia, and a Jose Garcia voted in Michigan.
Yeah, it's crazy. And some of these, they were even different
the same
middle
person.
Names. Yeah, different middle names.
2 million middle names don't match.
Wow.
Okay, so it's a con. It is a frightening, racist, racial method of purging the voter rolls. It's gotten no media attention except in Rolling Stone and in my British outlets like The Guardian and in my film, in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, because what I did is you're following me on the investigation.
Right. Well, and we have covered it on KNSJ Radio and on the East
County
KNSJ
Magazine Show. And I should say Democracy Now, which is also on KNSJ and on the Tom Hartman Show, where I am a regular reporter.
And that's why this independent media is so important, listeners, because you get stories like this. Now, Greg,
Than the dependent media that you have in San Diego. Yeah, okay.
That's very true. Dependent media, I like that term. Out of those millions of people on the cross-check list, these supposed double voters, now, how many of them actually voted twice?
Well, zero. Zero. I mean, we couldn't find one double voter. I mean, millions are accused. And here's the evil thing. If it were just an accusation that was moronic, who cares? It's a joke. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. But it's not. About just roughly 1 million people, somewhere between 900,000 and 1.1 million people, were removed from the voter rolls before the 2016 election in key states like Michigan, Arizona, Ohio, North Carolina. These are the states that Trump supposedly won. Okay, the swing states that Trump supposedly won. But if you had let those people vote, so people who are on the cross-check list, not all of them, about 1 in 12. Mm-hmm. Remember, there's 7 million people.
Correct.
Okay, so about 12% have been removed from the voter rolls. And that's why you'll see in the film that how I get the lists.
Yeah.
And you see me go after two things. I do, I go find these so-called double voters on the list.
It's a great film. I mean, you do that in this film noir version, and they have Greg out there confronting all of these evildoers. Well,
I'm a real noir detective. I was actually a detective before I was an investigative reporter. I was a real investigator. I did it for real.
Exxon Valdez.
So I did the big Exxon Valdez investigation and others. And so I used these skills to get this material. And, you know, investigative reporting in the U.S. is not very much respected. So I do it for The Guardian. I do it for BBC. But I do it for KNSJ as a volunteer. Tom Hartman Show, Democracy Now. The reason is that it's hard to do it. It's expensive to do it. They don't want to do it. So now I do it. I'm doing it in the film. You watch me actually on the trail while I'm investigating this double voter con by this guy, Chris Kobach.
I want to make clear also, I've looked at these numbers, listeners, and in these swing states, in many, if not all cases, the number of voters that were removed from the rolls by cross-check was higher, in some cases several fold higher, than the margin of supposed victory Donald Trump. And most of those voters that were removed were minority. And it's likely that the majority of them would probably not have voted for Donald Trump based on the voting patterns.
There's not a lot of Jose Garcias and John Washingtons and John Jacksons who were voting for Donald Trump. In a way you could say they had a list of common names. They're just not common for Republicans. That's why. So literally people cannot believe it. It's so awful that they would literally just match people based on first name and last name. Now, when you question guys who run this list, they say, we have their social security numbers. We have all this. We have their middle names. We have their junior, senior. Yeah, they have all that information, but they ignored it.
Wow.
They ignored it. And that's why you have this ridiculous 7 million names on these lists. And like I say, in the film, you get to see them.
Yeah. So you've updated the film from the first version came out before the election, where you were predicting they were going to steal it and exactly how they were going to
steal it
with this voter suppression program. Tell us about the update.
Well, because no one believed me. I mean, it was very few. When I came out with the first edition of the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, I said, look, Trump says the election's rigged. He knows because he's rigging it with his buddies. So what happened was, I didn't get a lot of attention. People bought their party dresses for Hillary's inaugural. And then, boom, they're all shocked. Oh, my God, we're shocked. We're shocked.
Yeah.
And Tom Hartman wasn't shocked. I was with him when my film was released. Said Trump's, with his trickery, he's going to win it. This is what we're warning. So I redid the film. Now, post-Trump, and originally I was going to change the subtitle from A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits to This Time Pay Attention. But I call it The Case of the Stolen Election because it is very much a detective noir film.
Right.
Done deliberately, not only in that style, but that is me. You can see even right now as I'm talking, I'm wearing one of my fedoras because, you'll find in the film one of them actually, I have more than one hat. Because, as you'll see in the film, one of my hats actually has a camera hidden in the brim.
Yeah, and great footage from that camera.
I got great footage. You'll actually see hat shot footage, and we do secret recordings. We go undercover. We use disguises. We use whatever it takes to get the bad guys, not only the vote fixers, but the billionaires behind the fix. And that's really, really important. Who's paying for these shenanigans? Who's the brains behind it? Because Donald Trump, as he says, he thinks with his gut. Because when you compare the size of his gut to the size of his brain, you would want to use your gut too, right? So, here's the thing. It's like, you could talk about men that way still.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what we do is we go after the guys behind Trump. Because Trump only plays a billionaire on television. He isn't one. So I go after the real billionaires who are funding this guy and funding the con of our elections.
Yeah. So back to Chris Kobach. Since we last did an interview, our last interview was before the election, mm-hmm. where Greg did lay this all out in great detail and predicted exactly what appears to have happened here. Mm-hmm. And since then, the mastermind behind the whole cross-check voter system is a guy named Chris Kobach, who was the Kansas Secretary of State, who's been in all kinds of trouble with the courts for voter suppression there. And President Trump, after he was elected, he created a Commission on Election Integrity. Sounds good, doesn't it? And he put Chris Kobach in charge of it.
No. I warned you, guys. I told you this guy, Chris Kobach, is the vote thief in chief for Donald Trump. No one paid attention, and boom, he gets put on as head of this so-called Voter Integrity Commission to change the voting laws. Okay, it's like Al Capone being your bank guard.
That's just
bad idea.
It's like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, exactly. And so, so you have to know who this guy is. Now, people say, they closed the commission after a couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, that's good news, I guess.
Well, kind of good news because, there was a public outcry that this was phony, that this guy is a vote thief and not a vote saver.
Well, that's a good example. And the public speaking out actually.
Yeah, it was good. But the problem was is that Kobach's original idea was to stick this operation into the Department of Homeland Security. So when and other people hit Kobach with Freedom of Information Act requests, say, what are you doing in the dark? Because suddenly he's in a federal commission. That's not secret stuff. So rather than answer the Freedom of Information request, he folded the commission, but he folded it into, got Trump to fold it into the Department of Homeland Security, where he's pretending that it's a national security issue, as if removing everyone named Jose Garcia from the voter rolls is part of the war on terror. That's what they want to convince you. And we're going to go after that stuff. We're not going to let them say you can hide just because you stamp Homeland Security on it. Doesn't make it anything but vote thievery. And you notice I don't use the term vote suppression. Vote suppression is what you'll hear on National Petroleum Radio. But on KNSJ, we can say thievery is thievery. When someone steals your car, you don't say my car has been suppressed. Yeah. Okay, so this is vote theft. You want to call it vote suppression, good, but that's not what it is. They're stealing people's votes, voters of colors. It is racism. It is apartheid voting, and I expose it. But I try to do it, by the way, in the film, because you've seen the old version,
yes,
in a way that's for the most part, I mean, a lot of it's sickening, and
but
there's a lot of humor in it, because these guys are, in a way, buffoons. And I expose the billionaires and Kobach and the rest, and Trump for their buffoonery, but of course it's dangerous buffoonery. There's you'll laugh at the front of the film, you'll cry at the end, and if not, KNSJ will pay for your therapy. So I just want to remind people, make sure you make it to the Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice, which is it's not the Kroc Theater, it's on the campus of University of San Diego, and it'll be at 6 p.m. That's Tuesday, May 1st. And I'll see you. This is Greg Palast. I'll be there in person to answer your questions and take your comments or your spitballs at 6 p.m. We're going to kick it off, and I'll stay through the program.
Beautiful. I want to go back a minute to this claim about people voting fraudulently, double voting. You know, President Trump himself has claimed that millions of people voted fraudulently in the last election, including here in California. And it isn't just Greg that's calling this out, although he's certainly done the best job of investigating. But for any of you who may be skeptics out there, here's what the Lawyers Committee on Civil Rights had to say about President Trump's statement. They said, President Trump's false and baseless claims that millions of people voted fraudulently in our country not only damages the standing of our democracy across the globe, it also incentivizes officials to propose voter suppression policies intended to impair the rights of African American, Latino, and other minority voters. And of course, as Greg has said, this is really beyond suppression. It's
right. These suppression, impair. I love the Lawyers Committee. They're good friends of mine. Yeah. I do work a lot with them. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to suggest that next time they issue their statement in English instead of lawyerismo. And what they're saying is this is this false and phony claim is simply an excuse to take away the votes of black people and Hispanics. And here's the new group that they're going after, Asian Americans. Why going after Asian Americans? In my film, you'll see a section in which we have Korean American kids who created a song called Voting Gangnam Style. And they're dancing and they're voting, trying to convince their parents to vote. And pop, 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 They turn into John Lewis. You are going to. This is the only place where you're going to be able to see John Lewis dancing Gangnam Style. And the point of that illustration, that magical illustration, is that the reason the Republicans are suddenly going after Asian Americans who used to vote Republican is that they are now voting as if they've turned black. 75% of Asian Americans voted Democratic in 16, so they don't want them. So everyone named Ho, everyone named Kim, everyone named Lee is now in danger of losing their vote in the states that are under the Kris Kobach cross-check program. Now, understand, I go in the film into, while that's my main shtick, is hunting down this thing because no one else is bothering, is I do go after some of the other methods of stealing away your vote. And one of them that Kris Kobach is involved with, as at the center of, is this claim by Donald Trump that 1 million people swam the Rio Grande to vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, it's true. In the film, we do show, we do have images of the aliens who've come over to vote for Trump, but it's a spaceship that lands with little aliens coming out. And if you'll see, they look carefully, they're wearing sombreros that say, yeah, vote for Hillary. Yeah. Yeah. So the aliens have come off the spaceship in our film to vote for Hillary. By the way, we have great cartoons.
So you're saying this is a it's
ridiculous. Here's the problem. Once again, here's where the mainstream media and the petroleum broadcast system and others miss it, but KNSJ doesn't, and the Hartman program doesn't, and Democracy Now! Doesn't. Yeah. What I've done in those reports is show that they're actually removing thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people on the false accusation that they are alien voters. If your last name is Martinez, look out if you are in Florida, because they're sending out letters to people to say, prove, come into court and prove you're a citizen. Now, how many people are going to take a day off from work to go into court just so they, for their one little vote? No, people aren't going to do it. They know that. And so what Kris Kobach did, very important to know this, he was just sued by the ACLU in Kansas, where he started a new program that's very, very dangerous. In order to register to vote, you have to prove you're a citizen. Now, you may say, well, that makes sense. I mean, only citizens should vote. But we're not Red China. There's two main ways to prove you're a citizen. Mm-hmm. One is a passport.
Which not everyone has.
Now, well, and it's not a matter of even everyone. Passports are a white people document for the most part. Okay?
Yes.
It's a rich people document. People who travel internationally. Okay? The second thing is your original birth certificate. And a lot of people, one, never had them and don't have them or access to them, especially young people. Right. The result, are you ready? In Kansas, where this has started, under Kris Kobach, Trump's guy, 1 in 7 new voters has been blocked from voting. 1 in 7. 36,000 in Kansas. But if this law spreads to Florida, you're going to be blocking 500,000 voters.
So there's some court challenges now.
Yes. So what happened, it's the ACLU has, with the League of Women Voters, whom, by the way, Kris Kobach calls the Communist League of Women Voters. That's in my film, too. So the Communist League of Women Voters and the ACLU sued Kobach to end this system of demanding citizenship proof as unconstitutional and also against our other voting laws. And I don't doubt that he's going to get his behind kicked by the judge. In fact, he's already been found, by the way, in contempt, because the judge ordered him to put those people back on the voter rolls because she found it so ridiculous on the surface. By the way, she said to him, give me one name. You blocked 36,000 young voters. Give me the name of one of them, just one, who's an alien non-American voter out of 36,000. He couldn't name one. Wow. And he said, no, there aren't any, but, you know, it's important that we have this system. Well, you knock out real voters, American citizens, on this phony claim that someone's coming from outer space to vote.
Exactly.
So here's the thing. So he's going to lose at the lower court. The problem is those black-robed inquisitors we call the U.S. Supreme Court, which is a very, very dangerous place. These are the cats that endorsed Indiana's photo voter ID law, which then spread to 30 Republican states. If it weren't for the photo voter ID law, I'm telling you, Trump would not be president. You add in this prove you're a citizen stuff, and you will never have a Democratic president in the rest of our lifetimes. Not that I'm for the Democrats. It's just that minority folks vote Democratic, and their votes will not be allowed to vote, and young people. And young people.
Let's be clear here, too. It also affects primary vote, so I think you might see even more extreme. I mean, there are some minorities that are Republicans, but it could also affect who gets elected in the Republican primary and the Democratic primary.
Right? It's one of the reasons why the Democratic Party does not challenge this stuff, yeah. because if everyone was allowed to vote in San Diego, you'd have a very different Democratic Party, wouldn't
right.
you?
Right.
So if we just make sure that Hispanics don't vote, if we make sure that Asian Americans don't vote, but we let the Republicans do the dirty work for the Democratic Party leadership.
So you're involved in one of the suits yourself, I understand,
yes.
Greg. Tell us about that.
I am working right now with the ACLU of Kansas with Jesse Jackson, the Reverend, and Operation Rainbow Push, and a few other organizations, but we are now bringing legal actions in 29 states. It's the only way to do it because we're afraid of working federal. 29 states first to get the list of all the names of the people that they scrubbed and said are double voters.
Very good.
They're all stonewalling us. Every Republican is stonewalling us, except for Oklahoma. They gave us their list. And by the way, looked at their scrub list, they removed people. They removed people named John Jackson, a common black name, even though the middle name, it was John Edward Jackson and John Thomas Jackson.
Yeah.
They said that's the same voter, and they actually removed that Oklahoma voter from the voter rolls. And that's why they're stonewalling us in the other state, because they know that we got them caught, that this is phony, it's evil, it's racist, and we're going to stop it.
Wow. So how optimistic are you that the courts are going to do the right thing in these 29 states?
We're counting on two things. One, the public pressure. Mm-hmm. Once we start releasing these lists and they see how phony it is, because most Americans actually believe in our democracy.
Yeah.
I don't, but I do this work anyway. And so here's, the thing is, in Massachusetts, they're pulling out of the cross-check system. In Kentucky, they've pulled out of the cross-check system. The more we expose, Illinois voted 4-4 in their elections board along party lines.
Yeah.
To get out of cross-check, we're still, Jesse Jackson's still working hard.
So there is
with
some
common cause
that,
to get rid of it. Yeah,
yeah, with the lawsuits and media getting the word out, and independent media like KNSJ, which, by the way, the event Greg's appearing at is a fundraiser for KNSJ.
Yeah, I want to repeat that. On Tuesday, I'm going to see you there, or else. Otherwise, I'll put your name on the cross-check list. I'll see you there May 1st at the Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice, which is on the University of San Diego campus.
Yeah.
It's going to start at 6 p.m. We're going to show the film, and I'm going to be there live. This is Greg Palast answering your questions or shouting back at you or whatever, your complaints, your kisses, whatever you got for me. And we're going to be supporting KNSJ, your radio network for social justice, KNSJ. And you're listening on 89.1 in the San Diego area.
How can people get involved, Greg, if they're upset about this, horrified by this, like so many people mm-hmm. probably are? What can the average person do to get involved and help safeguard our democracy?
Well, in some ways, I'm an average person. I know I'm a Rolling Stone investigative reporter, but I that's because I decided I better do something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an ordinary guy. As the talking heads would say, I'm an ordinary guy burning down the house. And anyone can help here. Go to gregpalast.com, GREGPALAST.com. We've got lawyers volunteering. We've got PR people volunteering. We have plumbers volunteering. We have anyone. There's a million things you can do. And number one, get the word out. Show up, because it's not just a movie. It's a movement. That's why I want people there, and that's why I'm going to be down at the Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice on Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Yeah, you can donate to support Greg's important investigative work.
Yes, thank you very much. I do have a not-for-profit foundation. Yeah. We're always happy to get support. But the main thing is, I want your body. I want you to sign up to my free subscription newsletter. I want you to listen to KNSJ and my reports on I appear weekly on the Tom Hartman Show, which you'll hear me here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want you to support this station, because without it, you ain't going to hear this stuff anywhere else. Believe you me.
And, I should say that in addition to monetary donations, it's so important to get out and volunteer. KNSJ needs volunteers. They're the lifeblood of our social justice, public interest radio station, and right here on the East County Magazine radio show, we need volunteers for our show. You can get involved and be the media. If you're not happy about the lamestream media out there, you can volunteer to be
pass
the media.
On the link. I mean, how difficult is that?
There you go.
Maybe the revolution will be digitized, and we've got to get the word out. That it's really very much that simple. And then politicians respond. I had a meeting, by the way, with that Jesse Jackson while mm-hmm. we're on this campaign to stop Kris Kobach and Donald Trump. And there, in fact, the Jesse Jackson commissioned the special new version of the film. That was his commissioning. And he kind of pushed Bernie Sanders to have a private meeting with me and him to say, okay, what are you going to do?
How did that go?
And, well, it's interesting. I mean, it's not really confidential because it was pretty straightforward. You know, if Bernie Sanders wants to run again and reach out to the African-American vote, he has to be concerned. He has to join in African-American concerns that their votes don't get counted. Mm-hmm. I will say one thing on Sanders' behalf, and I don't endorse candidates one way or the other,
right.
But I will say that I did speak in front of the Congressional Black Caucus years ago on this issue of the thieving of the black vote.
Right, because
America.
This is not
and,
the first
and, you know, the, just,
time
you know,
it's
the,
happened. Yeah.
The Congressional Black Caucus, they don't have an apartheid, they don't have a racial wall there. You can be white and go to a black caucus meeting. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders was the only white guy in the room. I mean, probably because he's so tall I could see him, but he appeared to be the only white guy in the room at the Congressional Black Caucus. So he is concerned, but I'd like to see the other candidates concerned. I know, you know, it's a shame. Hillary Clinton did say that the vote in Florida was stolen in 2000. And she said that the second week after she began her campaign for president, speaking at a historically black college.
So she said, was aware of the
She was
the
aware, and she said, I will never forget. Yeah. The election was stolen, and I will never forget it. And then she forgot it.
She's referring, to be clear for listeners that aren't up on that, she's referring to the one of the elections that Bush won where there was voter caging. It was just another way of removing
voters
rolls in Florida.
Yeah, that was the case that I actually uncovered for the Guardian BBC. I discovered that, in fact, you'll see a cartoon by the guy who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, by the way, a cartoon within my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, by Keith Tucker. And it shows Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush, the dynamic duo.
Yeah, in Florida.
Removing tens of thousands of black voters from the voter rolls because they said that they were felons, criminals who can't vote in Florida. Not a single one. I mean, absolutely dead zero were illegal voters.
There seems to be a pattern here.
Yeah, so, but that's what they don't – there's no new tricks here. There's just variants of the same thing, which is why it stuns me that the rest of my colleagues in the American media – media do not say, okay, they keep doing these games with these voter lists. You know, let's look out for it. So I literally, at the beginning of the film, I say, how are they going to steal it in 16? That's how I begin the investigation. How are they going to do it? They're going to do something with the list this time. What's the new trick? And then I hear Trump talk about, I actually go to a TV shot of Trump saying, millions of people are voting twice. I go, that's it.
Yeah, so the ones he can't figure out a way to deport.
I literally didn't even know the name Crosscheck. I just heard Trump say, people are voting twice. I go, that's they're going to steal the election. They're going to remove these so-called double voters, which don't exist. You'll meet them in the film. We only have one. We have two voters in there, for example. Mm-hmm. One confesses, one denies it, or one kind of not sure because he was really stoned. Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, believe it or not, people think I made up that scene. Willie Nelson is actually on the cross-check list, Willie H. Nelson.
Because his name sounds like black folks.
Right? Ready? Yeah, because it's like Willie is a common black name. It is. And his legal name is Willie Nelson. And he was matched. They said he voted a second time as Willie Mae Nelson, a woman in Mississippi.
May.
I can't make this up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how there's this system goes. So he's
crazy.
Willie Mae Nelson. So I confronted him with it. And all he did was, and you'll see in the film, he just, he just had his breakfast. So he was pretty giggly. But then we did have a full confession, though, from another voter, from Maria Inez Hernandez. Mm-hmm. I meet her in the film. Mm-hmm. She was removed because she was matched with a voter named Maria Isabel Hernandez. And she confesses that she's both Maria Isabel Hernandez and Maria Cristina Hernandez. But, of course, most people watching the film will realize that's Rosario Dawson putting me on. So we have Rosario Dawson, we have Willie Nelson, we have Ice-T and Richard Belzer from
really didn't
Law and Order.
Any legitimate?
We couldn't find. We did, and we those are the funny ones. But then we do find like people like a guy named Donald Webster in Dayton, an elderly black man whose vote was challenged, and his only crime was having a common black name.
Yeah, it's really sad what's going on. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, we are interviewing the world-famous investigative reporter Greg Pallast. He's going to be in town here on May 1st. That's Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Joan Crock Peace and Justice Institute at the University of San Diego, USD. He's going to be appearing, speaking, and showing his movie, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Case of the Stolen Election. So you can all turn out and meet Greg and learn more about this. Greg, I'm going to let you have the last word today. What else would you like our listeners to know, and where can they get more information?
Well, let's start with information.
Okay.
Show up at the University of San Diego on Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Kroc Institute for Peace and Justice. If you want the exact address, go to gregpalast.com or to my Facebook page or to KNSJ's Facebook page. We should have that up.
Yeah.
I'm counting on that. But go to gregpalast.com. Also sign up. Volunteer or at least get yourself a subscription so you'll know how my cases are running against these 29 states that I'm doing arm in arm with the ACLU of Kansas. We need your support, and you can always get the film, but I want you to be there in this discussion. It's not just a movie, it's a movement. If we don't do it, I don't know who is. And this brings also the KNSJ community together, and you'll meet some of your radio hosts that you dig in the flesh.
Yeah, and it is a benefit for KNSJ radio folks. So in addition to learning a lot and meeting Greg Palast, you can also help benefit KNSJ Radio 89.1 FM, Descanso, your network for social justice. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ.
Fantastic. Thank you, Miriam.